This is a bonus episode of the Off the Deck podcast. Hello, I'm Maggie Mestrich, the Director of Business Development for the Carmel Swim Club and Carmel Swim Academy. We share stories and experiences from our Carmel Swim Club alumni as a way to demonstrate the incredible, long-lasting impact that swimming, and particularly swimming with Carmel Swim Club, can have on your life. Today, I am talking with Logan Mason. Hi, Logan.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm a little hot. It's very hot where I live right now, but other than that, I'm great.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for making the time. Why don't we go ahead and jump right in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can you place yourself within the context of Carmel swimming? When did you start? How long did you do it? All that fun stuff.
Yeah. So my family moved to Carmel in 2001. Mm-hmm. So I started swimming for Carmel when I was, 10 or 11.
Okay.
And then I swam all through high school. And I want to say it was kind of spotty my first 2 years of college, but until I was like 20.
Okay.
And I graduated 2009, class of 2009.
Okay, very good. Do you remember in 2001 when you first started who your coach was and what group you were in?
Yes. I believe I was in the Barracudas.
Okay.
And my coach was Trevor Hoke.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He was amazing. I just remember being a little sad because Devin, my sister, and I were not put into the same group.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was kind of the first time we weren't swimming together because we learned to swim together and all that. So
well, I swim with my sister, too, and we were often in the same groups as well. But there were a couple times where we weren't. So I can completely empathize. It's a little jarring that first time that that happens. I know from experience, too. So where are you now, geographically, professionally, personally, whatever you want to share?
So right now I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's not at all close to New Orleans. That's the first question I get. It's actually in the upper northwest corner of Louisiana. So it's 5 hours from New Orleans.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize it was that far.
Yes. Dallas is actually closer. It's about a 3 hour drive. Okay. So, I moved down here mid pandemic, I would say. And I also live with Elliot Chen, who's another former alum. And professionally, that's a tough question because pre-pandemic, I had decided to basically semi-change careers, and then everything shut down. So like many people, I think, who were furloughed and whatnot, I kind of just lived my life day to day. And then deciding to move down here, I finally am able to access the industry I wanted to transfer into. So originally I was in hospitality management, restaurant management. I used to work at Flicks Brewhouse, which I miss so much. And now I'm working at just a straight brewery. Our grand opening is in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay.
So exciting.
What's the name of it?
It's called The Seventh Tap.
Okay. Do you have a favorite beer? I might have to edit this part out. I don't know. We'll see.
I know. I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if my industry was.
We are adults over the age of 21. We are allowed to talk about beer. Promote this for Wine to Swim. But now I'm just curious. Okay. So what's your favorite beer that you make?
So I don't make the beer yet. Okay. I'm still very much at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to, so basically that means a lot of cleaning.
Okay.
Cleaning the fermenters, cleaning kegs, cleaning the tanks, but I do have access, like I can watch them and learn from the head brewers. And then I'll be working on the front end as well, bartending and whatnot.
Nice.
It is a family friendly place. So
we go to a lot of breweries as a family.
Yeah, they're going to have a dog park. They're going to have bands. things are a little bit more open down here. So there's still social distancing in place, but it's just very exciting to have that normalcy come back bit by bit.
Definitely.
But my favorite beer is, it's called a Berliner Weiss.
Okay.
It's a German sour wheat beer, basically. Ooh. Very low alcohol, but high taste or flavor, I would say.
Okay, no, that's good. That's important to know. Awesome. That's exciting. So 2 weeks, do you guys have a big event with the grand opening? Is it?
Okay. Yes, there are going to be, I think, at least 4 bands.
Fun.
Because there's kind of an outside and inside area of this brewery. We're going to have at least 3 food trucks. One of them is just donuts, which I think is amazing.
I love that.
Of course, a lot of, what is that game called? It's like the standard Midwestern game that everyone.
Cornhole.
Cornhole. Thank you. I'm going to get my Midwestern card revoked because I didn't know that.
You're a Southerner now. It's okay.
I have to, like, Elliot says y'all, and I'm starting to say y'all, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It sneaks up on you. It just happens.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. I will say, I still say op, which is, that's never going to leave me.
Nope. I don't, some of those won't ever. Awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Board games. There's a Pac-Man like video game in there. So.
All right.
And
Well, it sounds like a great time. Okay, good. That's exciting. Let's bring it back a little bit. What are some of your earliest memories of being around the water? It does not have to be centered around competitive swimming, just anything around the water.
Sure. Yeah. So before my family moved to Carmel, we lived in Terre Haute area. And we had an Elks membership, which is basically, they have that huge outside pool. Loved going there as a kid, just everything about the sun and playing in the water and the ice cream you could buy while you were there. but I think at least 3 separate times I demanded to my parents to have a pool birthday party. It had to have a pool with my birthday party, or I did not want to celebrate another year.
When is your birthday, Logan?
It's in November.
Okay, I had a feeling there might be a caveat here.
Right.
It's not like you have an August birthday or a July birthday where it would be easy to get in a pool and guaranteed to be warm. Okay, so how did you navigate these November pool birthday parties?
Okay, so at least 2 of them were inside. When the Holiday Inn was big in the 90s and there was that pool in there. I was so jealous of Devin because Devin has a June birthday. Mm-hmm. And I did convince her 1 year to have her birthday at a pool.
I'm pretty sure it was a Spice Girls party and she told me a story.
Yes, it was.
That's pretty fun that both of you, so you were driving that boat.
I was kind of nudging her a little bit.
Very good. So you just, clearly it was a source of joy and fun for you so much so that you wanted to celebrate. I mean, when we're little, there's nothing bigger than a birthday. So you loved it enough that that's how much you wanted to be around it, even in November.
Even in November, snow, whatever.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now let's think a little more concretely about Carmel Swim Club. What is the most significant lesson that you learned after you had moved to Terre Haute and started swimming with Carmel? It's the most significant lesson in your time here?
Yes. So once I came to Carmel, obviously that was the majority of where I swam. I think I learned probably the most, I would say 2 most important lessons. One would be the lesson of self-motivation.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, I feel like you kind of are driven off of a lot of external motivation, especially when you reach like your middle school years.
Yeah.
You're kind of figuring out who you are, and realizing like it's really going to come from you. You're going to have all the support outside, but you were the only person in that lane.
Yeah.
And you're the only one driving, you know, yourself to do something. So that took me a while to learn. But swimming definitely taught me that, like, competitively in practice, not in practice. And then the second most important lesson was the importance of failure.
Mm-hmm.
So failure is a part of life.
Yeah.
It's not fun, but you learn from it. And that's so, so important that you fail, you learn, and you become better.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also really, that took me a long time to learn as well. But mm-hmm. I have Carmel Swim Club to thank for that.
Well, good. What advice or insights would you offer to current swimmers?
This was a tough one because when you think of that question, I was like, what would I say to myself when I was younger?
Exactly. I probably should phrase it that way.
But then I was like, I don't know if I would listen to myself.
Fair enough. Imagine that you would. And what would you tell yourself?
You know, you don't really realize when you're in it, you don't really realize the importance of what you're doing, like the memories you're making, regardless of, say, you want to get a specific cut, and the friends you're making, like you're making lifelong memories. I know you have long-term goals, keep those long-term goals, but make sure you stay in the present as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it's gone, it's gone. You'll remember it, but you know, stay in the present, enjoy it, take everything with gratitude.
Great. What would you tell somebody who is thinking about joining Carmel Swim Club?
It's only going to improve your life. And people listening might think waking up at 5 a.m. is going to improve my life and jumping into a freezing cold pool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, actually it is.
The new pool's going to have warm water. So it's a little better.
Okay. That's nice. That's good. Because sometimes you will have to swim in warm pools.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry. I digress. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's only going to improve your life during, and even after it ends, it's gonna keep coming back and reminding you, like, hey, what you experienced was amazing. Things you learned from it, you can apply to your life post swimming.
Yeah.
When you're a swammer.
Yeah. Okay. The next question has proven to be a little tough for people to narrow down to one. So feel free to offer as many things as you would like. But would you like to share a favorite few Carmel swimming memories?
Sure. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head with that because I was writing an answer to this and I just wrote, I have a lot to say.
And that's okay. All right.
And that's okay. Wow. There's Sharks and Minnows. Playing Sharks and Minnows post a hard practice was really fun, especially in like younger years. That was always fun. So a lot of people didn't like New Year's practices. Sometimes they were, you know, notoriously harder, but I thought it was so cool to be able to say after it was over, of course, I did that.
Yeah.
Like I survived. I'm trying like trips going to like the Nashville, meet or Lakeside. Those were amazing. I don't regret one single trip. Actually, I regret not going on one trip that my sister went to, which was a Florida trip.
Okay.
I feel like, I should have thought of something earlier. Elliot's going to get mad at me if I don't mention him in my memories. But
he's your life now, too. It's okay.
Yeah, I met him through the club. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you never know who you're going to meet. My first memory of him was probably trying to beat him in breaststroke.
Okay.
His breaststroke was his, like, stroke, and it was my worst stroke. Yeah. And so I can never beat him. But okay, actually, you can probably take that out. I just actually thought of a story.
Okay.
with him. So we were practicing turns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was maybe a couple weeks before the state meet. Yeah. Practicing turns. And it was one of those things where everyone kind of practices throughout the lane. Just, I don't know if you guys do this anymore, but you blow a whistle and then you turn. Yeah. He got too close to me and I come up after I do my flip turn. Uh-huh. And his feet are coming down.
Oh,
and
no.
Bash me in my goggles.
Oh, gosh.
And he ends up giving me a black eye from his foot from the flip turn. He was turning so fast, too.
Oh, man.
And apparently he had a crush on me then, and he thought I hated him.
Oh, no.
I didn't, but it's a really fun memory to revisit because it's just hilarious now.
It is. And yeah, the rest is history at this point. Oh, man.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything that you think people would be surprised to learn about Carmel Swim Club?
Surprised. So Carmel Swim Club is a large club.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would be surprised to find out we're actually also like a large family.
Yeah.
Like, and even after you are done swimming, you choose to retire from swimming, whatever, you're still welcome back, mm-hmm. you know, to visit, talk. Like, it really is. We're not, I'm trying to think of the right word, but it's so important. It's so hard to find a family.
Yeah.
Find some place you fit in and like, you love the water, we love you. And if you don't love the water, we'll help you love the water, you know? Like, yeah, definitely just large club, but large family. Like, everyone knows everyone.
That's great. Anything else that you want to share today?
Yesterday, I found out there's a master's team here.
Mm-hmm. In Shreveport?
In Shreveport.
Okay.
There's not a lot here, but okay. There's a master's team. And we are pretty lucky. We live near a YMCA, and it was newly built a couple years ago. And they have a 50-meter pool.
Okay.
And I went in yesterday to just test it out, and they had it in longhorse. Which I haven't done in so long.
Uh-huh.
But it's great. Like, your body remembers. Like, muscle memory is no joke. And it's a great way to exercise. But yeah, I think I'm going to join the master's team.
I love it. Oh my gosh, that's great, Logan. That's pretty fun. When you said that we are a large team, but a large family.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true for swimming as a whole. I feel like that's that common ground opportunity as you move your way through life and new communities and new opportunities. When you can find that, you find your way back to the water, whether it's in conversation with someone and you learn that they used to swim, you're immediately kind of taken back. And there is a level of shared experience, even if you were thousands of miles away growing up and doing that. And it's the water can always be your home. And it's always just a great way, especially kind of being newer in a new place, to just kind of reconnect and make that new family for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I 100% agree. It's going to be there, and the connection mm-hmm. It really is a small world.
Like, yeah,
it's such a cliche, but you know, cliches are said for a reason.
Exactly.
You meet people like halfway across the world and you're like, oh wait, you swam? oh, then we can talk each other's language now.
You can talk each other's language. And there's usually a 6 degrees of separation game that's going to get played at some point too. And you usually
what was your best time? No.
What was your best time? Oh, you swam in this state. Did you know this person?
Yes. Oh, that's great. Also, I think Elliot just signed me up to teach someone's kids that he sees for swim lessons. So
good. That's awesome. More the merrier.
Yeah, like, that's
all. I need to warn you a little bit next time, but
okay. maybe a little bit, but that's okay.
Oh. Well, Logan, thank you so much. It's been so fun to talk to you today.
Yes, thank you. I had such an amazing time. Okay. I don't know why I waited so long, but
it's all good. It's okay. We're always here, just like the water. We're always here.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.